1905. And out in the countryside, a third-rate group of actors has just concluded another dismal performance. We're backstage now, and the cast is on its usual topic of discussion. That brilliant actor, Humphrey, the butler.
I don't know where he came from.
I can't stand anymore. Either that blundering monster Humphrey leaves the show, or I leave it.
Oh, what's the use? We're not even making expenses. I suggest we all leave the cast and go home.
Oh, Humphrey will never go home. I know he won't. It's an American plot, I tell you, to ruin the entire British theater.
Perfectly right.
A little applause, please. I'm about to make my entrance.
Halfwit, idiot.
Thank you. That'll do, please. That's enough remarks. There's no more room between my shoulder blades.
Blundering American idiot. Fiend.
Burglar. I mean, you can't battle the war on the big land, I said.
Now, if you'll all keep quiet for just a moment, I've got some news for you.
What is it?
It so happens that the young Earl of Brinstead was in the audience tonight.
Royal?
Yes, and not only that, but the Earl of Brinstead has a proposition to offer you. Yes, now he's waiting in the office. Come along, all of you.
The entire splendid cast, I presume.
Now, let me warn you, Earl. We're the finest actors in the British Empire, and we're going to be real tough to deal with. Now, what's your proposition?
Well, we'll
take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I recently have become acquainted with a rather intriguing young lady from America. Now, her mother is a nouveau riche, determined at all costs to inflict culture upon her daughter, Agatha. So, I have invited Miss Flood and her mother to my country estate for the weekend to meet my family. Rather rash, eh, what? Since I have neither estate nor family. However, my friend Lord Twombly has lent me his home, and you, dear people of the theatre, shall enact the role of my family.
On one condition, my lord. Humphrey stays here.
Oh, give Humphrey another chance. After all, he is human. Well, practically.
Oh, very well, then. But keep him away from me.
Don't wear your hair up, honey. It's the grouse shooting season.
Well, it's all settled, then.
Yes, and we're off to the country. And I hope you have an elevator so the upstairs maid can have a fair share of me.
I'll send carriages for you the first thing in the morning. It'll be a lark for all of you. And for me, who knows? A rich wife, Miss Agatha Flood.
Howdy.
Oh, good afternoon, Mum.
Aggie.
Well?
You gotta curtsy. How many times did I tell you?
Oh, Mom. Good afternoon.
Your rap, Mum?
I'll say. Bought it in St. Louis. Solid ermine.
Oh, I'm the butler.
Oh. Oh!
Thank you. I think so myself. His lordship awaits in the garden. If the two mums will just follow me.
Aggie, what class? Wish we had something like that back home.
Oh, Ma, somebody'd shoot him before we got him near the house.
My lord, direct from America, presenting Mrs. Flood and Miss Flood.
Oh, so good to see you.
Thank you, sir. Now, here are your guests.
Hi, Earl.
Oh, Miss Agatha, Mrs. Flood, my family. This is my mother, Lady Brinstead.
Flattered to meet you, Lady Brinstead.
Charmed.
Do it, Aggie.
Charm.
My cousin Rosalind, Duchess of Dover.
Charm.
How do you do?
Aggie.
Okay, Ma, okay. Howdy, Duchess.
How do you do?
His Lordship the 13th Duke of Brinstead, my father.
Oh, most able to be my saint. Don't let him be done.
Hey, what's he trying to do to me?
Just kissing your hand, Miss Agatha.
You'd think there was gravy on it.
You must forgive Father's enthusiasm. Told him all about you, sir.
You hear that, Aggie? The Earl told his pa all about you.
Well, somebody ought to tell his mother all about his father.
Well, I hope our guests find it relaxing here at Brinstead Manor. Eh, Mama?
Yes, indeed I do.
Oh, beg pardon, my lord.
Yes, Humphrey?
Your monocle is smudged. You've been breathing through your eyeballs again. There you are. Anything else, my lord? Mustache wax? A touch of hair oil, perhaps? A whiff of stoppet?
Hello, Humphrey. But that'll be all for now.
Thank you.
Holy smoke! Why, that's more service than the hired man gives us in a month back in Big Squaw.
Yeah, come on, let's get out of here.
Shut up. You know, Earl, this is the first time I ever saw a real English butler.
I saw one once in a play.
You did?
Yeah, I was in Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, that was September 1902.
And we threw tomatoes at him. Pelted him with ripe tomatoes.
When I walked off the stage, the manager thought I was Red Skelton.
Jolly good sport, I wager. Eh, Humphrey?
Ham. And now, shall I brew tea, m'lady? Which kind should it be?
What's the difference?
Well, I can give you orange pekoe with a dash of lemon, or lemon pekoe with a dash of orange. Then there's weak tea, or if you prefer extremely strong tea, keeps trying to batter its way out of the bag.
I rather find the easy tea, rich wrong concoction during clammy weather, as a Chinese importation squeezed in his circulation.
What'd he say?
Oh, he just said the rather fancy Indian tea of foreign construction ring, a little weather, while Chinese importation has ruined him just alone.
Mum.
That's telling her, Humphrey.
Thank you. Your tea, Mum. May I slosh it about for you, Mum?
Please do.
Tea time, jolly cup of tea time. A tea for you, Mum, of course.
Careful, Humphrey. Watch that tray, my good man.
Oh, but m'lady, you know I'm all... Whoop!
Soaked to the skin, all over me.
Yes, quite a natural combination, Mum, tea and lemon.
Oh. Well, don't stand there, I'm drenched. Do something.
Yes, Mum, I'll fetch you some fresh tea, Mum.
Over here, Humphrey. I want to chew the fat.
So soon after tea, Mum?
What do they pay you around here, Humphrey?
$6, $3, tuppence, halfpenny a fortnight, Mum.
How much is that?
I don't know. I'm still trying to find out what a fortnight is.
Well, how about a nice fat raise, Humphrey?
Are you trying to lure me from the service of his lordship, Mum?
Exactly.
Impossible. My family's always butler the Brinsteads. My father, my father's father, my father's 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 father. I could even go farther.
Oh, now listen, son. Hanging around here ain't getting you nothing. Here's my card. Drop in at my hotel and we'll work out a deal. Double your salary.
Don't tempt me, Mum. Money brings out the cad in me, and my cad is ready to get out.
Well, meanwhile, just see that you keep out of the billiard room.
The billiard room? Oh, I've been barred from the billiard room for life, Mum, for cheating. I won 50 pounds shooting pool with the Earl before he found out the terrible thing I'd done.
The terrible thing you'd done? What was it?
Oh, I can't tell you, Mum.
What was it?
Well, I soaked his pool cue in Jergens lotion. He'd never have found out, but someone started to play Song of India and it crawled into a basket.
Well, Aggie's in there with his lordship. And he's alone. Who knows, Humphrey? Maybe he's going to propose.
Gad, Mum. I trust the luscious Miss Floud knows what she's doing, Mum.
Maybe she don't, but I do. Just imagine. An earl for a son-in-law. Hey, what are you doing, Humphrey? No, leave him be. I tell you, he's going to propose.
Now then, Agatha, my dear. If you'll just give me your hand.
Okay, here.
Thank you. You place the hand on the billiard cue. Thusly. Do you follow me? May I tell you something, dear Agatha? May I tell you that I brought you in here just to be alone with you?
Why?
Because you're the most exciting girl I've ever met. If only I knew the right words. If only I knew what to do.
May I be of service, my lord? Sherry, my lady?
Well, don't mind if I do.
Sherry, my lord?
No, nothing for me. Thank you, Humphrey.
Scotch and soda, my lord?
Nothing at all, thank you. You may run along now.
Scotch and water, my lord?
No, nothing, thank you.
Soda and water, my lord?
Nothing.
Water over water? Scotch over ice, my lord?
No, nothing, Humphrey.
Scotch over scotch? Scotch over bourbon?
That will be all, Humphrey. Thank you.
Care to play musical glasses? It's jolly well crazy, my lord.
No, nothing.
Shall I draw the blinds, my lord? Draw your bath? Draw your picture?
Look, Humphrey, draw whatever you like, but somewhere else. Somewhere else.
Yes, my lord. Or shall I chalk to Mum's cue, my lord?
Why don't we just give up until he winds down? You heard his earlship. Hit the breeze and stop talking.
Well, if Mum feels that way about it, Mum's the word, Mum.
I'm terribly sorry, Agatha. Now, as I was saying, oh, my darling, if you only...
Announcing Sir Wimbley, Mrs. Floud, Lady Margaret, Lady Rosalind, and Cyril, my lord.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Lady Margaret, Mum, may I serve the punch bowl?
You may. serve the punch bowl, Humphrey.
Fine, Mum, as soon as I return from the laundromat on the corner. I can't think of any place else to put the goldfish. By the time you finish the punch, they'll be suds washed and rinsed 3 times.
Well, Aggie, any news?
Oh, lay off of me, will you, Ma?
Well, you may not want his earlship, but I sure got a hankering for Humphrey.
Ma!
I tell you, Aggie, that Humphrey would make a real gentleman out of your paw.
Take that home with us to Big Squaw?
Well, why not?
You got bats in your belfry.
I don't care. I'm going to get that Humphrey for your paw somehow. If Lady Margaret would only fire him.
Oh, Pa, just feed him to the pigs.
Get over there and shoot your pool. I got to think. How am I going to do it? How?
A little refreshment, Mum? Bavarian punch?
Bavarian punch?
A whiskey stirred with a Bavarian.
No, I don't want any.
Well, Spike, Mum. A little punch, Mum.
Why, thank you, Humphrey.
Make you fit as a tiddly and ready to wink.
Humphrey?
I'm here.
If you spill so much as a single drop on me, I'll...
Oh, but, Mum, I was bucked just as I was bending over to serve you, Mum. Someone cued me.
Oh, get out! Get out! You're fired, do you hear? And don't ever come back. Not tonight, tomorrow, or ever. Just get out.
Stop beating around the bush.
Oh, get out.
I know, get out. I know.
Humphrey, double the salary, remember?
For shame, Mum, stabbing me in the back. You know how ticklish I am through there.
Who stabbed you? I just gave you a little push with the billiard cue. Well, you working for us now?
Oh, Big Squaw.
You said it. We leave next week.
Big Squaw. I'll pack me bags, Mum.
Well, don't say it that way. What's the matter with Big Squaw?
Oh, nothing, Mum. It's just that I hate the idea of living in a town that's named after Crosby.
I got him, Aggie. I got him. Humphrey's coming home with us.
Ah, Ma.
Well, it's 3 weeks later, and our hero, Humphrey, his acting career blighted, has arrived at the Floud Mansion in Big Squaw, territory of New Mexico. Mrs. Floud is showing Humphrey around the house, while Aggie and her father...
Oh, I sure missed you, daughter. I sure did. Say, how come you're all sunnied up on Tuesday?
Oh, it's Ma, Pa. She's taking to finery like a hog takes to slop.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I never found all them gold mines, Aggie, and got so doggone rich.
And now that we got a butler...
Oh, Aggie, I'm in a peck of trouble. And it's all his fault, Humphrey's.
Well, he is kind of lame, Brent.
First, your ma wrote me that some earl was making goo-goo eyes at you. Then she sends me a telegram that she's bringing home a gentleman's gentleman. So, naturally, I figured it's the same fella.
Huh? Say that again, Pa.
Aggie, I've told everybody in Big Squaw that you and Ma was bringing home a earl. And now the whole town's fixing to welcome him proper. Gosh, when Ma finds out, what'll I do?
You won't have to do, Pa. You're going to be did.
Hey, no wonder Cart Belknap was so mad.
Cart Belknap?
Yeah, I saw him down at the depot. Couldn't figure out what was eating him.
Toughest hombre in Big Squaw, and Cart's mighty sweet on you, Aggie.
There goes your problem, Pa. Cart thinks there's something between me and Humphrey, huh? Well, suppose I let him keep on thinking.
Cart had cut out his liver and bile his gizzard in his own sauce, and after that he...
Jiggers, Pa, here they come. Ma and him.
Well, there he is, Humphrey. That there's Mr. Floud.
Howdy.
Howdy, sir.
Now, let's get one thing straight, Humphrey. I take care of myself, see?
Oh, that's quite obvious, sir.
Humphrey, I want you to meet our hired help.
Get in here, boys. This here's Wampum, our Indian foreman, and this is Wong, our Chinese cook. Boys, meet Humphrey.
How de do?
How
de do?
All right, Humphrey, you can start right now. Let's do Mr. Floud.
Humphrey, your first doorbell. Go on, see who it is.
Thank you.
Oh,
all right, folks, all together now.
Welcome to Big Squaw, Your Grace.
Your Grace? What? Who, me?
Howdy, Mayor. So good to see you all, my dears. Come on in.
Oh, Effie, you're so lucky.
Congratulations,
oh,
Mrs. Flower.
Oh, Humphrey, ain't he elegant?
She calls him Humphrey, his first name right to his face.
Oh, a real genuine earl.
Oh, this certainly makes you the queen of Big Squaw society, Effie.
Me, queen?
Silly, isn't it?
Oh, your lordship, your tie. Let me fix it. I'll double your salary, double everything. Only don't let them know you're just the butler.
Oh, well, in that case, is Humphrey, Earl of Brinstead. And on behalf of my hostess, allow me to welcome you all to Floud Manor.
Oh, your lordship, it's 2 minutes past your tea time. How can you endure it?
Sheer grit.
Shall we tee off, then?
This way, your lordship.
Hey, Waffle, bring out the tea.
Oh.
And don't forget the crumpets.
What is crumpet?
That's a bagel with a thyroid condition.
Now tell me, Earl, how do the American women compare with your English women?
Oh, I think you American women are much prettier.
How about your horses?
Oh, I think your American women are even prettier than our horses.
Where are you?
Sorry, Ma.
Haven't I asked you never to enter a room without dropping a curtsy to Humphrey, the Earl?
Yeah, Ma, I know. Dear, dear Earl, what would Lady Maud say? No carnation in your buttonhole.
Oh, I can't wear them, you know. It turns my medals green. Carnation, ladies. Here, you may shed it.
Oh, Earl, please tell us about your medals.
Here, some experience I could write up in the paper.
Nothing doing, folks. His earlship's kind of pooped.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Now, let me see. Which medal shall I explain first? Oh, yeah, I think it was my first year of service in Africa. I was a mere lieutenant at the time. Well, those native chaps were becoming very nasty, meant to wipe us out, you know. They were only waiting for the end of the monsoon.
Monsoon, that's French for mister.
Thank you. Well, Colonel Jothergill drew me aside. It's 3 against 1,000, he muttered. We had to have reinforcements. No man could get through. Well, Colonel Jothergill, old Spit and Polish, we called him lovingly because he was always spitting and he was Polish. Well, sir, there we were, 3 against 1,000.
Oh, how horrible.
Stimulating, though. Then Colonel Jothergill told us the worst of it. Stiff upper lip, he muttered, starching his mustache. You'll have to face it, chaps. There was no more tea. They'd cut off our Liptons. Oh, they'd pay dearly for this. We'd sell our lives at a fearful price, but how to stop them? How to get out of it? How?
Oh.
Oh. But there was no more time. They were storming the fort now. 3 against 1,000, mind you.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Yes, there I was with a spear through my supple young body.
Didn't it hurt?
Only when I laughed. Well, I drew my cutlass. I drew it. I started to hew my way through them. Oh, well, if you dear peasants will excuse me, I always take a nap before tiffin.
But, your lordship, what happened? How did it end?
Oh, the encounter. Well, we finally put them to rout. But we all agreed that they were 3 of the toughest rascals we'd ever fought. Cheerio!
Humphrey!
Answer that!
Humphrey, you get out of that bed and make tracks for the Yellow Dog Saloon. Them two varmints, Aggie and Pa, is over there. In a saloon! It's a revolt!
Oh, but Effie, one does not disturb an earl this early, and the earl is feeling very earlish this morning.
Humphrey, in the weekly newspaper you may be an earl, and in front of my friends you may be an earl. But every payday, you're Humphrey the butler, and your job is pawing Aggie.
Oh, but Mrs. Flower, I simply...
Humphrey?
Yes, Mum. I'm on my way, Mum. Yellow Dog Saloon, Mum. Say, can anybody get in, Mum, or just Yellow Dog?
Oh, cut that out. Just get down there and bring them back.
Now, boys, Pa and me come down here because we knew as soon as Ma found out we was gone, she'd send Fancy Pants, that is the Earl, down here to get us.
Only meantime.
Yeah, only meantime, I send word for Cart Belknap to come over. So hang around, boys. Figure we might see something real interesting.
Aggie, look. Look who's walking in.
Fancy Pants. Come on in, Humphrey. Boys, I want you to meet our new boarder, the Earl of Brinstead. Earl, the boys of the Yellow Dog Saloon.
Oh,
no, no, don't get up. You'll muss up the sawdust. Begging your pardon, young mum, but the maid has requested that you both return at once to the manor.
What's wrong with our manners here?
Oh, come on, Humphrey, sit down. Hey, Aggie, how about singing that song again for his earlship?
Sure, Pa, why not? Hey, Sam, get over to the piano.
Okay, Aggie.
It's for you, Humphrey.
Jolly decent of you, Mum.
Give it to him, daughter.
Hey, fancy pants. You're a pussyfoot and critter. When you see a gal, you skitter. Hey, you! Fancy pants. Oh, you dropped your purty hanky. Mama's gonna spank you. Hey! Fauntleroy! Women who great men wanna love cavemen. Say, angel boy, show some grit. That's what you gotta get. Hey! Fancy pants. You're a highfalutin geezer, afraid to take a gal and squeeze her. Hey, you! Fancy pants, run to mama for protection. How's your stamp collection? Hey! Tenderfoot, looking at us and stomping and cussing. What you scared about? Take a chance. If you're rootin' and tootin', both the quit a hootin', there goes fancy pants.
Fancy pants.
Oh, I was just kidding, Humphrey. Now, why don't you tell the boys about the time you were in India?
Oh, yes. By Jove, what a moment that was. In all India, I'd never come across a more ferocious beast. There it stood in the pitch-black night, its immense size completely dwarfing the elephant I was riding.
Oh, yeah? How could you tell how big it was in the dark?
Cart. Oh, Humphrey, I want you to meet my boyfriend, Cart Belknap. Shake hands with his earlship.
Put it there, stranger.
Oh, well... any friend of Miss Agatha's is a friend of...
What's the matter, stranger? Get up off the floor.
Oh, that's fine. Western hospitality. You do that again and I'll report you to Spade Cooley. Well, jolly meeting you, sir, but I fear it's crumpet time. I must be jogging along.
Stay where you are.
Yeah, you were looking at the great big animal in the dark.
I was? Oh, I was. Yes, yes, yes. Well, its white coat stood out, the largest polar bear I've ever seen. Must have been at least...
Polar bears don't belong in India.
Yeah, that's what I kept telling him. Well, he kept coming toward me. I kept retreating, step by step.
What happened to the big elephant you were riding?
Well, he'd gone to Washington to get ready for 52. Well, there I was. Alone, unarmed, except for a spear that a friendly native had left lodged in my chest.
Yeah, but it only hurt when you laugh.
Yeah. I went through the spear, staggered back, weak from the loss of blood, and well, it's crumpet time. I better be jogging.
You know what I would have done to that big old bear? I'd have twisted his neck. Like this!
Oh.
And I'd have got him by the ears, and I'd have yanked him off. Like this!
I wish you'd have been there. It would have been very...
Then I'd have got me a couple of handfuls of fur, like this. And I'd have pulled him off.
Pa, maybe we better stop Cart.
Oh, he's just getting warmed up, daughter.
And you know what I would have done next?
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
All right, go ahead and guess.
Well, I guess you'd have taken your trusty revolver...
Well...
and hit him over the head like this. Cheerio, chaps, I must whiz.
Aggie, did you see what he did?
Yeah, to Cart Belknap. Hey, Fancy Pants, wait for me.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Mayor. Catch your wind and say that over again.
It's true, Effie, it's true. President Teddy Roosevelt. He's making a tour through the Western Territory, so I sent him a telegram about the Earl, and he wired right back that he'd be delighted to come here.
Land of Goshen, President Roosevelt.
Of course, he can stay right here in the house with you, can't he, Effie?
Here in my house? Oh, man.
Well, I got to start organizing my committee. Goodbye, Effie.
Mike, Aggie, where are you?
Ah, what is it?
President Teddy Roosevelt's coming here to see Humphrey.
Huh?
I'd have swore she said the president was coming here to see Humphrey.
That's what I did say.
Well, what's he want to see Humphrey for?
Because he thinks Humphrey's the Earl. Where is he? Where's Humphrey?
Who, Humphrey?
I said, where is he?
You better tell her, Aggie.
Well, the last time I saw him, Ma, he was sort of heading out of town.
Out of town? But he'll get lost in the desert.
Well, all of a sudden, he got kind of lonesome for London.
Oh, you too. I might have known you'd do something like that.
Now, Ma, we can't
you
help it.
You go on after him, and don't you come back here without him. Now, get. Get.
Lost in this endless desert.
Water. Water. Anything that'll save my life. Water. A package of Chesterfields. I'm going mad, I tell you. Mad. The sand, the heat. I'm too young to die. Too young. Too handsome. Water. Water. It's a mirage, I tell you, a mirage.
We do our washing in that mirage every Monday morning.
Oh, yeah? Who asked you to come chasing after me? I want to get out of this country.
Well, I don't exactly blame you, Humphrey. Me and Pa were awful ugly, and Cart Belknap...
Cart Belknap. Only a coward would hit a coward.
Oh, he just snapped his twig, that's all. You see, Cart wants to marry me, and I guess he got the silly idea that... you and me were sweet on each other. Can you imagine?
Preposterous. You're not even my type, Mum.
You know, it took a lot of nerve belting Cart Belknap over the head. That's why I figured you might have nerve enough to meet President Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, well, I've got just as much nerve as... who?
Well, everybody thinks you're a real Earl, so Teddy Roosevelt's coming to Big Squaw just to meet you.
Ha ha! Well, you're going to look pretty silly. And your Ma and Pa are going to be looking silly. And this whole silly little town's going to look silly. You'll have to change the name to Big Silly.
Well, at that, it might be worse if you stayed. Imagine you trying to fool a president.
Say, presidents can be fooled. They vote for themselves, don't they? Besides, I made you think I was a butler.
Well, that's easy. You are.
Look, I've been waiting a long time to take some bows for my performance. I'm no Earl, I'm no butler, I'm not even Humphrey.
Huh?
My name is Arthur Tyler, and I'm an actor. Afra, Agva, and Sag. And paid up.
Actor? Gosh. Well, why did you pretend to be a butler?
Because I was stranded in England. Flat broke.
Gee, a real actor. Playing an English Earl for President Roosevelt. With me and Ma and Pa to applaud.
Yeah, and I'd be the star. That's a step up. And an audience of three. That's a step up.
Sure. Besides, there's a lot of innocent people down in town depending on you, Humphrey. I mean, Arthur.
Innocent? How about Cart Belknap? Would you tell him we don't mean anything to each other so he'd stop trying to put my head in his trophy room?
Well, sure. I'll tell him that we don't mean a thing to each other. Well, there's my horse, Humphrey. Let's get back to town.
Ah, yes, the horse.
I hope you don't mind riding double.
Double, Mum? Wouldn't think of it. Oop, there we go. Oop. You all set, Mum? Perfectly comfortable, Mum?
Oh, sure. Let's go.
And later on, if your feet start hurting, maybe you can ride the horse.
Thanks a lot, Humphrey.
Not at all, not at all. Gee, President Roosevelt. A command performance. We accept the role, Mum, but for a one-night stand only. Then I must go on tour.
What a ham bone.
Wait till my agent hears about this. Yes, Mr. President. As Humphrey, Earl of Brinstead, I can assure you, sir. Oh, but of course, Mr. President, of course.
This day in the history of Big Squaw is at hand. In a couple of hours, President Teddy Roosevelt is arriving to pay his respects to the Earl of Brinstead. And now, at the Flout Kitchen, excited preparations are underway. Yes, it's home cooking for the President.
Oh, woe is me, what goes with me? I hate this living I've chose for me. Tired of meeting misery. Should have never roamed and left at home cooking. Home cooking. Life is cruel, I was a fool to roam.
I went abroad, and how I hawed an English critter they never thought. When the Duke says, yes, my lord, partner, you can hear me elbow.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
No fancy pants will stand a chance with me.
With a porch light screen door banner from Niagara Falls.
Green grass, lawnmower, home sweet home up on the wall. That's
home cooking, home cooking. A quiet life is quite the life for me. Yes, give me that home cooking, home cooking. That's the life for me.
Thank you, Margaret.
Get this straight, everybody. This here dinner party for President Roosevelt's coming off right. Or listen, I'm talking to you. Them that is responsible is going to suffer. You hear me, Aggie?
I hear you, Ma.
And even you forget to curtsy, I'll bust your curtsy.
Oh, all right, Ma.
A doorbell, Mum. I'll get it.
You stay where you are. You quit calling me Mum, gol darn it. Today you're the Earl of Brimstead in capital letters.
Oh, yes, just the way it's embroidered on my shorts. I've been practicing a royal sneer all morning. I'll soon be getting fan mail from Basil Rathbone. Oh, what a season this is.
Oh, it's probably just Carrie with her potato salad. Lay off the doorbell, honey. I'm coming. Come in, Carrie. We'll...
Oh. Mrs. Cloud, how do you do? Oh. Fainted. Pick her up, Bennett, and bring her in.
Yes, sir. That's the trouble with these surprise visits, Mr. President.
Oh, here, here now. What's the miss, you chaps?
She fainted.
Oh, well, you see, President Roosevelt's coming, and everyone is simply...
Well?
Aggie, come on. Aggie, it's the President.
Huh? Well, so it is. I'm Mike Cloud, Mr. President. This here's my daughter, Aggie.
How do you do? And this here's the Earl of Brimstead.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Any president of Paws is a president of mine. How'd you do?
Delighted. And this gentleman is Mr. Bennett, Secret Service, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. And down here is our hostess, Mrs. Effie Flower.
Ma, wake up, Ma.
I'm sorry I dropped in so unexpectedly, Mrs. Flower, but I've listened to so many speeches of welcome I was hoping to avoid the one at your depot.
Aggie, you take the president in the parlor till we get things fixed up in the kitchen.
Personally, I'd like to go in the kitchen with you.
You mean it?
I make a steak sauce that is very popular in Washington.
You do?
Extraordinary.
Back to the kitchen, everybody.
Delighted. Bully for you.
And to think I almost voted for Brian.
I say this is a ginger group, isn't it?
Now, there you are, Mrs. Cloud, my steak sauce. Now, who wants a taste?
Gee, sure looks good, don't it?
I still think it needs a little more cooking, Sherry.
Paul.
Well, perhaps another dash of sherry wouldn't help.
Oh, nonsense, Your Honor. And you keep your nose out of the president's recipe.
Doggone it, Effie. There was plenty of sherry in your cooking before we got married.
Why, Mike Cloud, are you insinuating that...
Gee, Ma, if you'd use stronger sherry, I bet I'd be 2 years older.
Aggie, you keep out of it!
Mr. Cloud! Mrs. Cloud, after all, the president's on his vacation. Do you want him to think he's back with Congress?
Bully for you, Brimstead. Now, tell me, what is the attitude of England regarding the Mediterranean situation?
Oh, yes. Well, frankly, there are two schools of thought, pro and con.
Of course. But how do you feel about it, pro and con?
Well, the pro people seem to be for it, and the con group are definitely against it. Definitely, sir.
But you, Brimstead, what stand do you take?
Oh, me? Well, I'm pro.
Pro? Mm-hmm. How can you endorse a situation like that?
Oh, well, what I mean is I'm pro-con. I'm for those who are against it, you see.
No, I don't, but...
Effie, where are you?
It's the mayor.
The train came in, but he wasn't even on it. He didn't even... Jumping Jehoshaphat. President Roosevelt. He's here, folks. He's here. Mr. President, as mayor of Big Squaw, permit me to welcome you to our fair city. And in honor of this...
Oh, bravo. Excellent speech, Mr. Mayor. Brief but meaty.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you all.
But I've got a whole lot more to say.
That's all right. You can mail it in later, Mayor.
Now,
thank
you. Everybody get a plate and pitch right into
it's
the
It's free, you know. Everything's free.
I want you to try some of the venison, Mr. President. Aggie here shot it herself.
Yeah.
Wally Field, ma'am, if only I had time, I'd do some hunting.
Well, what we ought to have is a fox hunt.
Oh, yes, they're fun, especially if the fox is riding a fast horse. Over hill and dale, yikes and away, all that sort of tittle. Blasted shame you have to be pushing off, Mr. President.
After all, I do have a schedule.
Bad show. Disappointing to the hounds, you know.
My Dad, we won't disappoint the Brinstead. Oh, Bennett.
Yes, sir.
We're staying over. See about the train.
Yes, Mr. President.
And you, Brinstead, you shall lead the hunt.
Me?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, but I...
We'll spend the whole day on horseback.
The whole day on horseback? I may find a new place to put my Dr. Scholl's foot pads.
I don't care what time of night it is, Humphrey. You and me are staying here in the corral until you learn to ride a horse. Now, this is tougher on me than it is on you.
Yeah, but not in the same place. Let's face it, Aggie, I can't even ride a jackass, even after all those road pictures we made together. That goes with Here Comes the Groom, doesn't it? I can stay on a horse. I can stay on a horse when he walks, I think, but I can't go out there riding in any fox hunt. Playing an earl was easy, but all I ever hunted was a job.
Well, I ain't asking you to ride just for Big Squaw or for Pa or Ma. It's for me, Humphrey.
Me? I mean you?
The first time I saw you, I said to myself, here's a dirty, low-down, lily-livered coyote. Then, as I got to know you better, I figured you for a filthy, sneaking rat.
Yeah, I grow on people like that.
But then again, you remind me of a little old chipmunk I had when I was a kid. Only thing I ever loved. Same look in the eye as you got. I'll never forget how he looked at me just before he went west.
California?
Dead.
Smog poisoning, huh?
Cart Belknap shot him.
Hey, did you ever tell Cart Belknap that we didn't mean a thing to each other?
Well, not yet, Humphrey, but I was fixing to.
Well, don't.
Huh?
Well, I don't like my women to be lying.
You mean you aren't running out on us?
Nothing's going to stop me now, maybe not even a horse.
Oh, Humphrey, would you kiss me? Nobody will see. It's dark out here. Gee, that was swell.
Yeah, he's a very affectionate horse. Now it's my turn.
Fox on bully.
Well, may not be exactly like England, Mr. President, but the fox will never know the difference.
Oh, here comes Brinstead.
Tally-ho, pip-pip, everyone. Top of the morning, Your Excellency.
Thank you, Brinstead. Splendid day for the... Brinstead, why, you're limping.
Yeah, what you doing with that cane?
Oh, this. Well, I couldn't find a crutch. I looked all over.
Crutch? Good heavens, man.
Oh, it just happened, you know, about to leap on my horse when my old leg injury hit me again, just like that.
Old leg injury?
Yes, I got it playing rugby at Oxford. I kicked a rug too hard. Kept me off the crew, you know. I was a four-letter man.
Yeah, and I can spell it. Well, we can't have the hunt without you. Guess we'll have to call it off.
Oh, nothing of the sort. Tradition. Oh, no, I'll be all right. Old fellow, whop him, old boy.
Oh.
Just bring my beast over here and have her lie down. I shall get aboard somehow.
Brinstead, you can't possibly ride.
Oh, I'll suffer through, Prez. Nothing stops a Brinstead. Excelsior!
Your family motto?
No, somebody fetch some. I'll put it in my pants.
You can't ride. President's orders.
Oh, well, I guess I'm outvoted then. Rum luck, eh? Better take my horse along, though. This could give her an inferiority complex. She wouldn't be able to hold up her tail among the other horses. Well, buzz off without me, you lucky people. Mount up, you all. Have fun. I'll just sit here till you and the pain go away.
Well, folks, I guess we're all ready then.
Yeah, you might as well start us off, your earlship.
Get on your mark. I mean, trump the trumpets! Unbox the fox!
Hey, look at him go!
Must have a date with another fox.
Unbound the hounds! Right away!
Wampum.
Oh.
I shall be in my room. Be a good fellow and buzz me when you hear them returning.
Oh. Hey, all of a sudden you walk pretty good.
Here's a buck. How do I walk now?
Deep breath. Deep breath.
Remind me to autograph a feather for you.
Come on in, your lordship.
Belknap.
I've been waiting for you.
Cart Belknap.
Sorry about your bum leg, your lordship. You do ride, don't you?
Ride, my dear fellow? I was born in the saddle. Mama got a bad break with the traffic lights.
It's very funny. Now, let's see you laugh your way out of this one, Mr. Tyler.
Tyler? Who's Tyler?
You are. I've been looking around your room, and I found this.
Put down that scrapbook. You're wrinkling the lace. Put it down. You heard me. Put down that scrapbook. Put it down, I say.
Why should I put it down?
So you can help me pick up my teeth.
Shut up. Full of newspaper clippings, ain't it? Like this, for instance. Arthur Tyler, an American and an actor, but not a very good one.
Well, I was a British critic, and they didn't like American actors then. That was before the loan. But look at here. Says Arthur Tyler gives a standout performance.
Only that ain't all it says. He stands out as probably the worst performer who ever...
Oh, you admit you're Tyler, huh?
Oh, of course not. I'm Humphrey, Earl of Brinstead, Pip-Pip, Tallyo, and all that sort of there. So.
Then what's his scrapbook doing under your pillow?
Well, I like to sleep with my head high.
You know, the president and the whole town's going to be real upset when they find out how you and them flouds try to make fools out of
them. Oh, but Mr. Belknap, surely you're not going to tell them about it. I mean, not so much for me, but for the flouds. They're such nice people.
Especially Aggie?
Yeah, that's right.
I wouldn't miss this for $1,000,000. Well, cheerio, Mr. Tyler. I'll put a real good finish in your scrapbook for you. Your funeral notice.
You can't do it. You're not going out of this room with that scrapbook.
Oh, no?
No.
So long, Humphrey. I'll unlock the door as soon as they get back from their fox hunt.
Humphrey, this is terrible. Clark Belknap knows you're just an actor?
Yeah, he found my scrapbook. Where is he? Where'd he go?
Well, Clark just left. You know the president's got to catch that train. They're all down at the depot now, waiting for you.
Yeah, then what are we doing here? No, I can't go down there. Belknap's got my scrapbook. He's going to tell everybody that I'm...
Not if we get there first, he won't, and I know a shortcut.
He'll beat me up again. He'll tear me to pieces.
Who cares, as long as the president is gone by then?
Yeah, who cares? What are you, a salesman for the Blue Cross plan? Oh, my leg. Oh, my old injury. My war wounds.
Humphrey, this is Aggie.
Yeah, that's right. Gee, you're pretty.
Come on, Humphrey. We're going down to the depot.
Brinstead, how good of you to see me off. But what happened to you?
Well, I was determined to reach the train before you left, sir, but I fell down twice for every time I got up. Bad leg, you know, sir. Starts with my hip and goes all the way to the floor.
You shouldn't have attempted it, the condition you're in.
Well, you should see the condition I'll be in. Oh, but don't worry about me. Splendid hunt, I hear. I wish I'd been there. Perhaps we'll hunt together sometime when you come across the big pond.
Delighted, Vincent. Bully of you. Bully.
I have put on a little weight.
All right, Mr. Bennett. You can start the train.
Yes, sir. Stop the train!
No, wait, Mr. President. You and this whole town ought to know what the flouse and that fake girl's trying to put over on you.
What are you talking about, Belknap?
Why, he's just a cheap little actor.
What's this?
The most humiliating thing I shall return immediately to England.
In this book, I got to prove it.
Give me that book.
Come back here. Stop him, somebody. Stop it.
So long, Aggie. So long, Paul. So long, F.E.
Lost in this endless desert. Water. Water. I'm going mad, I tell you. Mad.
Aggie, no. No, they'll follow your tracks. You lead them to me. I want to die alone, alone and healthy in this frightful desert.
Oh, relax, will you, Humphrey? The president's gone, and as for Clark Belknap, well, I told everybody the truth. When they like somebody in these parts, they don't care if he's a butler or a horse thief, or even if he's an actor. They want you to come back, Humphrey. So do I.
Gee. Aggie, if you'll be Lady Brinstead... I mean, if you'll be Mrs. Humphrey Higgins. No, I mean, if Mrs. Arthur Tyler, you'll make me the three happiest men in the world.
Oh, Humphrey, darling. Of course I'll marry you.
Oh, it'll be wonderful, Aggie. We'll settle down, and after the first year, we'll hear the patter of little feet.
Yes, and after the second year, we'll hear the patter of more little feet.
Yeah, and Aggie, about the third year...
Yes?
The third year, let's have a baby. I'm tired of feet.